欢迎各位收听由多伦多基督徒华人亲子会主办的讲座。本会定期举办讲座、工作坊及支持小组，探讨父母个人角色及子女成长之道。详情请浏览本会网页 www.tccpa.org。今日的讲座是解开婚姻的郁结，讲员是周伟文博士。周博士于曼锦市和密切从事辅导工作，为安省注册婚姻家庭治疗师，亦都是天道神学院客座教授。希望这个讲座会带给你们启示和鼓舞，愿神大大祝福你和你一家，传递温馨与爱，享受幸福美满的家庭生活。
All right, good morning.
各位早晨。
How are you guys? You guys doing alright? All right, good. So I'm glad I can be here today to speak to you about resolving, negotiating our differences, right? So I'd like to maybe begin with a word of prayer. Can we just pray first?
请大家低头，我一齐祷告。
Yeah, you don't have to translate this, right?
Okay.
So Father God, we just want to give thanks that we can come before you and just learn a bit about marriage, especially with resolving around our differences. You have put the couples together. You have instituted marriage. We pray that we can honor you by honoring our marriage, our relationship, no matter how difficult sometimes things get. I pray that we can look within ourselves, maybe look in the lock in our eyes instead of just looking at the speck in our partner's eyes before we work on this relationship. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Right, so we are going to be looking at negotiating differences in terms of our relationship with our partners, okay? I'll tell you a story first, okay? I remember working with a couple. Now, a lot of times today I'll be using examples about my own marriage, about couples that I work with. I'll change some details to protect people, okay? Yes, of course you can.
咁咧，今日咧 ，Dr. Chow 同我哋讲到点样解开呢个婚姻嘅郁结。咁样咧，牧师就会同我哋用咗好多嘅例子，有啲可能系佢自己亲身嘅例子添。
Yeah, sorry, I forgot about translation.
Yeah,
haven't done this for so long. Yeah, I remember working with this couple.
咁我哋同呢个，即系佢辅导呢个夫妇啦。
I remember we were sitting here in session.
咁大家一齐坐低喺度讲。
I literally wrote down 20 things.
咁就写低咗20样嘢。
20 things that the husband is doing to show love to the wife.
咁咧就系呢二十样嘢咧，系呢个丈夫做出嚟想表达佢对太太嘅爱意。
Buying flowers.
买花俾佢啦。
Chocolate.
买朱古力俾佢啦。
Putting gas in the gas tank.
幫佢加電油啦。
Doing a bit of cleaning up, cooking.
煮下飯啊，清理下屋企啦。
So we list down 20 things.
咁就寫低咗二十樣嘢。
That the husband is doing for the wife.
咁呢個丈夫就係做呢啲嘢嚟代表佢對太太嘅愛意。
In order to show love to the wife.
係啦，就對太太嘅愛。
But the wife keeps saying one thing.
但係太太係講一樣嘢。
You don't love me.
话你唔爱我。
You don't care about me.
你唔关心我。
Do you know why?
点解呢？
Because he was not doing the one thing that she asked him to do.
因为佢最重要嘅，即系佢太太认为最重要嘢嘅，佢冇做。
He did 20 things.
佢做咗二十样。
But yet the wife keeps saying, "You don't care, you don't love me, because you're not willing to do that one thing."
因为你冇做呢一样我要你做嘅嘢。
Now really, it doesn't matter about what that one thing is.
咁其實咧，呢一樣係咩嘢？我哋唔係最緊要。
Because for her, it was actually about you not choosing to spend time with me during the holidays.
因為咧，佢太太係想大家度假嘅時間，丈夫係有好嘅時間同佢一齊。
Instead, the husband will go spend time with his mother or his father.
但係咧，佢丈夫咧就去陪佢自己嘅父母。
He loves her.
佢係好錫佢太太。
He cares for her. He really does.
佢係好想照顧佢。
But the wife keeps saying, "You don't get it. You don't love me."
但是太太就是觉得说你不锡我，你不明白我。
You know, this is actually very typical of what I see in my office in counseling.
咁好多時喺輔導過程，我都見到好多夫婦係咁樣嘅問題。
Actually, when they first come, you see that there's lots of love between the two of them. There is.
開頭佢哋係好彼此相愛。
Yeah, there's when they're fighting in my office, you see that they care and they love each other. They do.
就算佢彼此喺度拗叫鬧緊交啊，佢你都睇到佢裏邊有愛嘅。
The problem is they keep missing each other with the love.
但是他就大家 miss 了大家的意思了，誤解了。
Right. And a lot of times they keep showing love, they give love, they do 20 things, but they sometimes they don't keep doing the one thing the partner really needs from them.
那或者很多時做了20樣東西他認為很好的東西，但是其實最重要，他 partner 認為最重要的東西他沒有做到。
And that's when usually when couples, that's the differences, right? That they have differences, and that's what keep getting in the way of the love.
咁所以裏邊就啊產生咗好多誤會同埋鬱結。
They are not able to connect with each other.
就可以大家佢哋連結唔到啦。
So really, a lot of times in my office, it's not so much about couple they do not love each other.
所以唔係話唔再唔錫對方。
I mean, they are upset, they are mad.
佢哋係好唔開心，好憤怒。
But part of the reason why they are mad and upset is because they do love and they do care, but they feel like it's not being reciprocated.
佢哋咁憤怒係因為佢係好緊對方，但係咧就對方好似要求對方嘅嘢，永遠都做唔到。
So today I'd like to spend some time just the first part. I'd like to look with you about some examples of about differences between two people.
咁我哋開頭呢一半咧，我哋就講一講兩性之間大家嗰個啊差距啊。
I mean, if I want to talk about all the differences there are, we can spend like weeks and weeks.
咁其實咧好多唔同嘅地方，即係兩性之間係好多唔同嘅地方，我哋講幾個星期都未必講得完。
Some of the major category will include things like gender.
或者是他性別啦
personality
他的品格性格啦
different upbringing, family upbringing
他成長裡面的過程影響他啦
culture
他的文化啦
So many things shapes the differences between partners
所以呢兩個人呢是很不同的是影響他的思維是
很不同的 And do you know what usually what happened?
那通常是怎樣
呢 When couples first come to my office, you know what happened?
咁通常兩夫婦嚟見啊 ，Dr. Chow。
Usually, most, I mean, if you take away all the different layers of fights, usually they say one. Really comes down to one thing.
即係如果我有即係一路解開佢裏邊嘅謎，佢哋個嗰個啊衝突係喺邊度咧
？Usually they will say, "I am right and you are wrong."
最終佢就講話我啱你錯。
Right? Ultimately, it comes down to that. I'm right and you are wrong.
嚇，最終咧佢就話啊，我啱。
The reason why they believe they are right is usually because they grew up with it or because they always have done it this way, so we believe this is the right thing to do.
因為他們成長裡面呢可能他成長裡面認為這些價值是對的所以他就覺得我時時都是拿著這些價值來做人那就是這樣為之對
And especially for Christians
特別是基督徒
We might even throw in some Bible verses
再加上一些聖經的經節
Right, to prove that I'm right and you're wrong
就來做武器來炮製對方
Right, so those things are usually what happen in the office
很多時候見輔導就有這個問題了
Yeah, and a lot of times I find it from my experience
很多時候的經歷就是這樣
From my experience, I find it usually it's not about right and wrong
不是說誰對誰錯
Really, both are right and both are wrong
而是兩個人都對同時兩個人也是錯的
It's about which perspective you look at
而是看你的角度怎樣去看
It's depending who is the one looking and who is the one talking
是哪一個去講和哪一個人去感受
Right So today I'd like to look with you about some differences between people Those are just examples of what creates conflict in marriage
今天我們主要講一些基本的基本我們要注意的東西
Now some of the examples I'm going to share with you I think depending onWhether we're talking about in the professional world, like at work, or at home.
咁啊，我哋講下喺工作同埋喺屋企嘅環境。
Because we are people that are probably very different at home and at work.
因為我哋可能咧，我哋扮演嘅角色喺工作同埋家庭係唔同嘅。
At work, usually we can act much more professional.
因為喺工作環境裏邊咧，我哋係更加要擺專業嘅角色啦。
Those differences is a little less.
喺屋企就係少啲啦。
No, no. At work is less.
喺屋企啊，喺喺工作裏邊咧。
Those differences is a lot less.
哦，喺工作上邊咧，我哋就睇到個差距係少啲嘅。
Right. It's at home. That's where we see a greater differences.
因為喺屋企裏邊咧，你放低曬嗰啲角色咧，你就睇到。那個距離是大一點的。
Right, and you know why? You know why the home is much more intense?
在家裡是更加，就是問題是更加擴大。
Because at work, we don't really care that much about the people, not really.
因為大家同事呢，接觸是有限，所以不是說很緊要跟對方的關係。
But at home, with our husband, with our wife, with our kids, we care.
因為在家裏面呢，我們自己的配偶和子女呢，是我們是很着緊他們，所以那個距離矛盾是更加嚴重。
Our emotional intensity is much higher at home than at work.
所以那個情緒呢，那個焦慮各方面的壓力啊，你就會升級。
That's why we do much better at work than at home.
所以我哋喺工作嘅环境里边咧，我哋系即系容易工作啊，即系保持嗰个平稳多啲。
So later on, I'm going to show you some examples.
咁我哋迟啲睇到一啲例子。
I'd like you to think about, do I do this at home, not whether I do this at work.
咁你就谂下啦，呢啲例子系咪好似我咁样喺屋企或者喺工作会唔会系咁咧
？Think about some of those most intense relationship at home, like with your partner, your kids, or your parents, depending.
吓，或者你啊试下思想你自己自身喺屋企里边会唔会有咁严重嘅冲突，同你嘅配偶、你嘅仔女或者你自己嘅父母咧
？Okay, so before that, I want to talk about some assumptions on the next slide.
吓，咁我哋睇一睇。
Yeah. So the first, I'm going to talk to you about four assumptions that I'm making.
咁我哋讲四样嘅假设。
First is that nature and nurture affect your differences.
咁咧，我哋点样生出嚟嘅本性咧，就 nature 啦，同埋我哋成长里边嗰个 nurture 咧，系影响我哋里边产生好多矛盾嘅。
Yeah. So the nature is how you were born.
你的 nature 咧就係你啊出生出嚟你個啊本人本性係咁。
Yeah, a lot of the who you are today is part of it is about how you were born. Like the way you were born, you have a certain personalities.
因為你出生嘅時候，你遺傳咧，你就有呢一個啊品格啊品性嘅傾向。
Right, and nurture is about how you were brought up. What shapes you? Right.
Nurture 咧就係你成長裏邊咧，你父母啊各方面影響你成長個過程，影響到你自己。
Right, so many things affect our nurture.
所以咧，亦都好多時好多嘢係影響我哋成長個過程，影響到我哋。
Right, our
點樣嘅人
？Right, our parents.
我哋家長係點樣帶領我哋
？Our friends.
我嘅朋友點樣影響我哋
？And sometimes our religion.
或者
our religion, our faith.
我哋嘅信仰亦都影響我哋咧。
All those things will shape and affect the nurturing.
就會影響你有唔同嘅價值觀係成為點樣嘅人。
And we'll talk a bit about that later.
咁我哋遲啲又會講呢度。
Another assumption. Another assumption is that your relationship with your partner will not grow just because we keep talking about our differences.
咁第二樣咧就係咧，我哋同我哋嘅配偶嘅關係咧就唔會成長嘅。如果我哋淨係集中喺嗰個距離嗰個矛盾裏邊。
If we only talk about we're different, you're this, I'm that, we're different. If we only talk about the difference, we will not grow.
即係如果我哋嘅焦點時時都係講我同配偶嗰個距離嗰個差距，我哋係唔會成長，唔會有進步嘅。
We need to work through the differences.
我哋係需要用心去栽培呢個關係。
When we are different, which we always are different,
因為咧冇兩個人相同，所以我哋一定係有距離嘅。
We need to work through that.
我哋就要用心彼此去培育。
I always tell my clients this.
我時時同我嘅 client 講。
So let's say I pick on Marie, okay?
即係譬如我舉例啊 ，Marie。
I say, Marie, if you marry Marie,
如果你娶咗 Marie,
you will have no tension in your marriage.
你咧就冇壓力嘅。
You may be bored, but you will not have tension.
咁你可能好悶，但係咧你冇咩壓力。
Because you will marry the person you know the best, and she or he will know you so well.
因為咧佢會好認識你，好了解你。
But when you marry anybody else,
但如果你娶另外一個人咧
，I guarantee you they will be different.
另外一個人咧係完全唔同嘅。
Most experts tell us that what makes a good marriage.
因為點樣係為一個好嘅婚姻呢
？It's not about how compatible, how similar you are.
唔係話講兩個好相同、好合拍嘅人一齊。
And、obviously, when your eyes are more similar, you have less tension. That's true.
因為當兩個好合拍嘅人，當然佢會多啲係同步啦，少啲壓啊，少啲矛盾咧。
Problem when you marry somebody too similar.
但係如果你兩個人係好同步同好合拍嘅咧
，First of all, you will be boring.
你就會覺得嗰個人好悶啊。
And second, you will have more blind spots.
但係咧，同樣咧，你就會有好多盲點。
You see things only this much.
因為你兩個人睇嘢咧，都係同一個角度，淨係睇到一方面嘅啫。
When you marry someone who is different, which you will, you see things. If you can work through it, the differences, you can see things a lot wider.
但係如果你娶另外一個人，佢係睇嘢同你唔同嘅角度咧，你哋大家兩個咧就係可以唔同方面咁樣去睇到
闊啲嘅嘢啦。Right, your life will be more exciting, more rich.
咁你嘅生活咧，你嘅生命咧係更加豐富嘅。
And that's the nature of that.
咁就係咁，即係呢個意思啦。
Point C.
Oh,
sorry, let me quote you this quote, okay?
Oh,
there's a famous quote, it says this, marriage is not about two compatible people living together. Marriage is about two incompatible people learning how to live together.
所以婚姻呢不是说两个很合拍的人一起生活，而是婚姻呢其实是两个不合拍的人怎样学习一起去生活。
Right. Point C.
第三点。
People has the ability to change and grow.
因為人呢係可以成長、可以改變嘅。
Now notice what I said. You have the ability to change and to grow.
因為我哋神係俾我哋有呢個能力去改變。
I did not say you have the ability to become your partner.
我唔係話我哋要變成我個配偶咁樣。
If I am a square.
如果我是一个四方的人
My wife is a circle.
我太太是一个圆形的
人 I will never ever become a circle.
我永远不会变成由一个四方的变成一个圆的
My hopes and dreams.
我希望是这样
Is to be able to get either small enough to fit inside her circle.
我希望就将我这个 square 缩小一点摆到入这个圆圈里面
Most of the couples they get in trouble because of this.
因為很多夫婦是有這個問題
They want the partner to become dumb
他想他將個配偶變成改造成為他這樣
If I am a square
如果我是一個四方
I want my wife to become a square
我就想我的太太無造成為一個四方的人
Because then we have no tension
那我們就沒有壓力了
But it's not true
但是這樣是錯的
Because first of all it's not realistic
因為第一這個不實際
And actually when they are actually can become exactly like you You probably will not be able to grow
因為如果他變成同你這樣呢你是沒有辦法成長的
Imagine if I fit my square into a circle somehow
如果我真的能夠將我這個四方形放到入這個圓圈裡面
Because we work through our differences
因為我將我所有的不同的東西呢
Imagine a square, right?
大家思想一個四方
There's still four points that will keep poking at her, isn't it?
仍然有四個角咧，係篤住呢個圓圈。
And I know I poke her sometimes.
咁好多時咧，我哋就係喺嗰個唔同形狀裏邊咧，刺到對方。
And we still have tensions.
仍然係有壓力，有刺傷嘅。
I'll give you an example.
嗱，我哋舉個例。
You know how we do dishes, right, at home?
嗱，譬如我屋企洗碗。
My wife is a recovering perfectionist.
咁我太太咧就係即係好完美主義嘅。
The way she does dishes in the dishwashers is very meticulous.
因為佢洗碗咧係好仔細嘅。
Small dishes.
細嘅碟。
Medium dishes.
中型嘅碟。
Large dishes.
大型嘅碟。
And then the chopping board.
然後咧嗰個咩砧板。
Very neatly.
很有秩序完全是很整齊地放入洗碗機
For me?
對我來說呢
Anything within the vicinity, I'm good
總之塞到進去我放好曬就是了
I figure if it's in there, you get washed, I'm good
所以我總之放曬它進去洗碗機就洗得好了
We thought about this kind of stuff in day one of a marriage
我們結婚第一天就因為這樣大家的差距而鬧交
We've been married 20 years
結婚20年
And a lot of times she would look, you know what she would do?
你估佢點咧
？When I'm doing dishes，
我喺度洗緊碗咧。
She would look over my shoulder。
咁佢就喺我背脊咧，就裝下我做緊乜
？I hated that。
我就好唔中意。
I don't like people looking over my shoulder。
我唔中意人哋咁樣睇，即係監視住我做乜
？But do you know what's even worse than that？
你知道點樣咧？仲差嘅。
When I'm not looking，
當我唔睇咧，行開咧
，she go back to the dishwasher。
咁佢就即刻開咗洗碗機
，and she fixed it up。
咁佢就將佢自己個整齊嘅次序擺翻曬。
I really hated that。
咁我就真係好唔中意啦。
We fought about this day one。
我第一日結婚第一日已經。
We fought about this past weekend。
啱啱呢個星期尾已經又同佢鬧啦。
Differences。
就係呢個距離。
Before I would see it as right and wrong thing。
初初我就覺得。你啱我錯或者我啱你錯。
But today I see it less about right and wrong. I see it being different.
但係而家我睇法咧，就係唔係話邊一個啱邊個錯，而係咧大家係做嘢唔同嘅方法。
We still poke each other those four corners.
係督到對方嚇，有時刺傷到對方。
But we poke each other a lot less.
但係咧嗰個傷勢係減低咗。
We recover from that fight a lot quicker.
咁我哋好快就可以大家。重新一起
Because more or less we fit into each other.
因為我哋大家有嗰個明瞭知道嗰個距離唔係咁傷咁緊要嘅。
I believe that we have ability to change and to grow.
所以我相信神係俾我哋有咩能力去改變同埋更新嘅。
Not necessary to become the other person.
唔係話將自己變成定對方。
We will probably be able to fit into each other. We grow towards each other.
但係我哋喺成長嘅過程，大家漸漸越近啦。
The last point.
咁第四點。
Your tendency cannot be used as an excuse.
咁而係咧，我哋有一個傾向，呢個傾向唔可以成為我哋一個藉口啦。
We have tendencies.
我哋有呢個傾向。
Because of nurture.
因為我成長裏邊。
Because of the nature.
亦都因為我哋遺傳生出嚟就係咁品格。
Whatever those who you are today，
唔論你係點樣嘅人
，We cannot say， well， that's what God make me， or this is who I am， I'm not going to be able to change。
咁你就唔可以企硬話啊，神造我係咁噶啦，我就唔會變噶啦。
That cannot be your excuse about not to change。
呢個唔係成為我哋嘅藉口。
We need to be able to say， well， yes， this is who I am today。But can I grow to into maybe go towards my partner tomorrow?
嚇，雖然我係了解我今日係咁樣嘅性格咁嘅傾向，但係咧我可以慢慢咁樣改變，同以致我同我個太太嘅配偶咧係更加接近。
So I want to go to the next slide. I want to talk about some of the differences.
咁我哋講地下一個就係講到我哋唔同嘅距離啦。
First is about gender.
第一就係個性別嘅唔同啦。
Now a lot of times, so I do a lot of work, so I can even do like a whole seminar just on gender itself, right? Gender differences.
咁啊 ，Dr. Chow 咧可以咧講成堂，淨係講呢個性別嘅差距。
Because there's so much we can talk about that.
因為其實裏邊係包含好多嘢。
I'm just going to highlight one thing for you.
但係我今日就係同講大家講一樣啫。
Now once again, I want to make sure that not every man is this way and not every woman is this way.
但是大家注意不是所有的男士或者女士都是这样的。
This is a bit of a stereotypical.
这个是只不过是一个 typical 的 case.
Right. So a lot of times, when I do a seminar with the next thing that I'll be showing you, I would say in my audience, I would say about 90% would agree, yeah, this is what we do as a man or as a woman.
大部分的人都是这样想
Okay, so there's a book. I don't know, have you heard of a book called Men Are Like Waffles and Women Are Like Spaghetti?
你有冇聽過有一本書嘅書名叫做《男士咧就好似 waffle， 女士咧就係好似呢個意大利粉咁》
Have you heard of that book before? Yeah, some? No? Okay.
都有
Okay, can I have the next two pictures showing up? I want to show you the pictures. The book,
大家睇到呢個圖畫。
So the book says, it's actually written by Christian, a couple who are counselors. They said, men are like waffles.
是一道基督徒夫婦寫的書，他說男人好像 waffle 咁。
You know, waffles are in square boxes, right?
嗱，啲 waffle 咧就睇到一格格嘅，四方一格格嘅。
Right, it's one box at a time.
一個個 box 咁樣砌埋咁樣嘅。
Men generally tend to be like that.
因為男士咧通常一般都係咁樣。
We tend to focus on one thing at a time.
佢哋喜歡咧就處理完一件事又一件事，一件件嚟嘅。
It's when we finish one box, we feel good, we can move on to the next box.
咁我做完一樣嘢咧，咁我又下一件事又做處理另外一件。
We tend to be men tend to be fixers. We fix things.
所以男士咧就喜歡咧去整好啲嘢，做完一件fix 咗一件又 fix 第二件。
In my younger days,
咁我後生嘅。
My wife will come home。
我太太翻嚟。
Have a terrible day at work。
咁佢嗰日工作好唔順利。
And she will tell me about how difficult the day was。
咁佢就話俾我聽，我嗰日遇到點樣困難。
Before she even finish。
咁佢未講完一樣咧。
I tell her, this is what you should do。
咁我就教我太太，你應該咁樣照住咁做。
We have fixes。
咁我咧就俾呢個解決嘅方法佢。
Women are a bit more like spaghetti, according to the author.
女人咧就好似意大利粉。
You know how spaghetti are all intertwined?
你睇到啲意大利粉一條條，咁佢就點樣話黐埋，即係攣埋一堆啦。
They all connected.
咁佢就連結喺唔同嘅點裏邊接觸到嘅。
That's why women generally can multitask a lot better than men.
所以女士咧係可以同一時間處理幾件事嘅。
One hand they're holding a baby.
一手抱住 BB.
The other hand they're cooking.
另外嗰隻手就煮緊飯。
One of the feet vacuuming.
一隻腳或者吸緊塵。
They can multitask usually a lot better than.
佢可以同一時間處理幾件事。
Difference between man and woman.
所以男女嘅分別就喺呢度。
I'll give you a real example about my wife and I.
咁我太太同我咧就咁嘅。
This happened, I would say, many years ago.
好多年前咧就咁樣。
I was just trying to talk to my wife about my box A.
咁我就想同我太太講緊呢個第一個格仔。
Okay, by box A.
Box A, 第一格。
I just want to ask my wife, what time should I bring the car to the shop?
咁我就問我太太，我應該幾點鐘擺低架車去整車咧
3:30 or 4:00?
三點半定四點咧
？Very simple box, right?
咁好簡單嘅問題。
For man, this is the very nice, comfortable box.
所以對男人嚟講咧，三點半定四點係好簡單啦。
All I want to know, I just want to talk about this one box.
我淨係想講整車。
You should took me only 2 seconds, right?
應該佢一兩秒鐘就答。
So my wife will be saying something like this back to me.
咁但我太太就咁樣答覆我。
She will say yes, we better talk about this.
佢係啊，我都想同你講呢個問題。
Otherwise, if you don't fix your car.You will be late picking up your son. If you're late picking up your son for Kumon, he'll be late for his next class. And then he will need to repeat that in the summertime. And that will ruin our vacation. And that happens, dad and mom's going to be upset. So that to a man will be a box A, G, Z, and X.And then back to F.
所以我哋睇到佢咧就講咗好多個 box。
In my younger days,
咁我年輕嘅時候咧
，I honestly believe she was crazy。
咁我就話：哇，你係咪即係神經過敏啲啊
？Because to me, as a man growing up, I thought it's so logical to talk about one thing at a time。
因為我成長裏邊就覺得處理完一樣就下一樣，再下一樣跟住嚟。
I thought she was actually crazy.
咁我話：哇，你太過神經緊張啦，講咁多樣嘢。
The newer me.
咁嗰時我漸漸咧就。
Hopefully the wiser me.
嗰時更加慢慢有智慧。
We both recognize that it's not about right, wrong, crazy or not crazy.
所以嗰時唔係話要呢支標籤對方係神經過敏啦，還是佢係做講錯嘢。
We're just different people.
只不過大家兩個。
Whether it's gender.
Where,
yeah, whatever the difference is, we're just different.
所以根本就是两个不同的人。
In order for me to work through that difference with her,
咁所以我就要学习改变。
I need to stop picturing her as a crazy woman.
我第一就唔可以标签话佢神经过敏。
That's about right and wrong, right?
唔系话佢唔啱。
Once I see her as crazy and I'm right and she's wrong, discussion ends.
因為如果我時時覺得係我啱佢錯咧，咁就冇得商量。
She would need to be a square. She cannot be a circle anymore.
如果我要將佢變成一個四方形咧，佢唔可以做圓形咧，咁就冇得講噶啦。
That's when the gap becomes that big.
如果大家標籤咗對方咧，咁嗰個距離咧就只不過越嚟越大嘅啫。
I'll give you another example.
咁另外一個例子。
This is more recent.
最近嘅。
A better version of me.
咁呢個咧就漸漸好啲嘅情形啦。
係啦 ，so I remember she was trying to tell me about an experience she had at Square One. You know what Square One is, right?
大家
shopping mall
去過 Square One 呢個shopping mall。
We live in Mississauga。
我係住喺美城嘅。
So I'm not sure why。
唔知點解。
She feel like she need to tell me about her shopping mall Square One shopping experience.
咁佢嗰日就覺得佢需要。
Somehow she think this is very important for me. I don't know, but she feels she needs to tell me.
嚇，佢要話俾我聽佢去購物嘅時間遇到嘅嘢。
And you got it.And I know because I was looking at my watch.
咁我就喺度睇緊我個表啦。
I know I'm not exaggerating. It took her 10 minutes.
即係佢講咗成十分鐘。
Took her 10 minutes just to tell me what happened, leaving how she got ready to go out from her bedroom, from our bedroom.
佢就講俾我聽佢點由屋企準備喺個睡房出嚟。
All the way to the garage.
點樣去到個車房
？Took her 10 minutes to tell me from here to here.
點樣離開屋企？
I'm not exaggerating. It's true.
真係唔係誇大。
You gotta understand. The old me would have said, "You're crazy. Just tell me about Square One already."
佢話你用咁多時間都未講到去到 Square One， 你就講點出門口啫？你真係過分啦。
Because she said she wanted to talk to me about my Square One, my box, say X.
因為我就係等緊聽佢喺嗰個 shopping mall 個經歷。
I'm getting impatient.
我就好冇耐性。
I'm losing focus.
我就簡直攞唔到個焦點。
The old me would have said, "You're crazy. Get to the point already."
我如果我以前嘅人咧，我就話：哎呀，唔該你啦，太過過分啦。
So the newer me.
但係我而家慢慢學習。
The one that survived in this marriage.
咁而家我學習點樣喺婚姻裏邊生存。
So I learned to say, "You know what, honey?I'm losing focus."
我就話俾佢聽，我話我真係攞唔到個焦點係乜。
So taking ownership about me, not about blaming her about me.
我唔係話佢，唔係怪責佢，相反我話俾佢聽我嘅感受。
I am losing focus here.
我話俾佢聽，我攞唔到個焦點，我冇就耐性啦。
I want to follow you.
我想聽你講。
I want to know what you want to talk about in Square One.
我想聽到你講喺 Square One 發生嘅事。
I actually don't, but I would say that anyway. I want to listen to you. But could you? I said, could you please help me?
你可唔可以幫我
？Could you even just give me some highlight about Square One first?
你可唔可以先講一講喺 Square One 發生咗咩事先
？So this, if she can talk a bit about this Square One, my box X.
咁如果你先講講喺 Square One 發生嘅嘢
，That will help me to contain my box X.
咁我就唔會咁焦慮啦嚇 ，at least 我都知道你想講乜啦。
So that I can regain some of my focus.
咁我就可以攞到你想同我講嘅嘢嘅焦點。
And continue travel with her from maybe perhaps from the garage to Square One.
咁然後我先至慢慢知道你點樣離開屋企嗰遇到嘅過程。
And also because she also has changed too over the years.
咁而佢亦都喺婚姻裏邊改變咗好多。
She didn't criticize me and says, "Well, why aren't you more patient?"
佢唔冇批評我話我冇耐性。
She recognized it's not a fault, it's not right or wrong.
佢唔冇話我錯，唔會話邊個啱邊個錯。
Because I wasn't attacking her anymore.
因為我唔係攻擊佢。
She was able to say, "Okay, no problem. I can tell you a little bit about Square One."
佢好啦，我講俾你聽喺個魔發生嘅事。
And when she did, I feel a bit calmer, not perfectly calm, bit calmer.
但係當佢咁樣講嘅時候，我就覺得安靜落嚟。
I was able to travel with her from the garage to Square One。
咁我哋嘅談話咧就可以更加繼續。
True examples。
呢個係好真實嘅生活嘅例子。
So this example I'm hopefully to show you is that it's not one gender's problem when it comes to this。
所以唔係話某一方性別嗰個問題。
It's about two people how to not just focusing on the difference, it's about how to work through that difference。
而係兩性大家點樣去彼此合作，彼此改進。
It requires two things。
係需要兩個人。
It requires you not put it as right and wrong。
第一，我哋唔好話邊一個啱邊個錯。
It's about you taking ownership of about like I was frustrated。
同埋第二咧，我要了解。
No, number one, sorry.
第一重要就係同埋咧，大家要了解自己嘅心理嗰個狀況。
Right, is to take ownership.
係啦，咁你要承認自己係嘅就經歷緊嘅內心係點樣。
Right, and the second thing is to ask for what you need.
咁同埋咧，第二咧，你就要去問，去知道自己需要啲乜嘢。
I needed to know a little bit about Square One.
我需要對方先同我講一講喺 Square One 發生嘅事。
Right. So I'd like you to learn to do that. So to own your own feelings, but also at the same time.Ask for what you need.
所以我哋要了解自己嘅感受，而系去识得点样去问对方你需要嘅嘢。
Okay, next point, moving on.
咁继续啦。
It's about sometimes we are different because we process things very differently.
我哋唔同，因为我哋整理我哋嘅思想系唔同嘅方法。
Some like to process idea out loud.
有啲人咧就中意大声讲出嚟。
Have you met people like that?
大家有冇见过啲人啊
？They would talk as like they're talking out loud, but they like almost like to see their ideas out here.
即系佢中意咧将自己谂到嘅嘢咧，所有嘅意见咧就摆晒出嚟，讲晒出嚟嘅。
A lot of the extroverted people, they like to do that.
咁嗰啲啊好多外向嘅人咧，佢系中意咁样讲出嚟嘅。
I'm like that.
咁我都系其中嘅例子。
I'm much more extroverted.
我都系中意外向讲出嚟。
I don't do this at work when I was working before at the church.
我工作以前喺教會裏邊做牧者時候，我唔係咁。
Because I know how to act.
因為我
in professional world.
係啦，我知道我專業嘅要求係。
But at home, when I'm comfortable, I'm back to the real me.
但係當我翻到屋企嘅時候咧，我放低咗我專業嗰個身份咧，我就係變咗一個外向、中意講嘢出嚟嘅人啦。
I like to see things out here.
我中意講曬我所有嘅意見出嚟。
Guess what my wife is?
但係我太太係點樣嘅咧
？She's much more introverted.
佢係一個內向嘅人。
You know how introverted people are like?
知唔知嗰啲內向嘅人係點啊
？You don't say things until you know you're going to do it.
佢咧唔會講出嚟，除非佢要做咧，佢先講嘅。
She processes everything in here first.
佢所有嘅思想意見咧，就擺曬喺自己嘅腦入邊。
After she processes whatever that comes out from her mouth.That's what she's going to do.
咁佢就整理曬所有佢嘅思想意見咧，佢先至喺個口慢慢講出嚟佢要做嘅嘢。
Back in our days.
咁以前初結婚咧。
I give her a name.
咁我就標籤佢一個名嘅。
Any man here don't ever do that, okay?
啊，呢個係壞嘅例子，大家唔好學。
I used to call her the dream killer. The dream killer.
咁嗰時我就話佢咧，就係真係。殺即係我個夢想嘅殺手。
You know why?
點解咧
？Sometimes I'm home.
因為我有時屋企。
I just want to process my dreams.
因為我就想諗到好多好多唔同嘅景象，好多。
So I thought, what better way to sit with my partner and just to talk out loud, right?
咁所以我就好喜歡咧，同我個配偶坐埋一齊咧，就講我唔同嘅夢想啦。
I thought.Doesn't everybody do that? Everybody does that. I do it.
個個人都中意同自己配偶講自己嘅夢想啦。
So I'm talking about like I would like to do this. I think I'm going to do that. Right? I'm going to do all this.
咁我就喺度講啦，我又想做呢樣嗰樣，我好多嘅夢想都同佢分享。
And you know what she does?
咁你知唔知佢點啊
？She take out her guns.
咁佢就攞佢兩支槍出嚟。
And she would shoot them all down.
咁佢就將所有嗰個夢想打低。
She says she cannot do this because we don't have enough money.
佢你呢樣夢唔合制。
You cannot do this because your son is still young.
因為你個仔太大。
You cannot do this because you're still a pastor.
因為你仲係牧師，你唔可以做。
You still do this. You cannot do this because I don't want you to do this.
你唔可以做呢樣，我唔想你做。咁啊，所有我啲夢想都俾佢殺死曬啦。
I used to also hate that.
咁我嗰時真係好唔中意。
She has this title, my dream killer.
咁我就話佢：，哇，你真係我夢想嘅殺手。
Now, once again, the newer me.
咁而家我漸漸學習。
Notice that's not it.
唔係咁嘅。
She isn't trying to kill my dreams.
佢唔係話想殺死我。
In fact, she actually tried to make my dream realized.
而係佢想將我個夢想點樣成為事實。
She just tried to tell using who she is as an introvert to help me to process why this is not working, what you need to do differently, right? She was just trying to help me.
而係佢想引導我點樣呢個夢想咧？點樣可以需要改變？點樣去更正？而係真係能夠成為事實。
But you realize, whenever if we are still standing in the position about I'm right and you're wrong,
但如果我時時話我啱你錯咧
，then we can't get past that gap.
咁我哋就唔可以成長啦。
Once again, if we need to work through it, we need to begin with, it's not about right and wrong.
所以不是说哪个对哪个错。
And how do we work through that difference?
而是我们怎样合作。
So nowadays, I recognize what I need to do with my wife.
所以我要学习怎样跟我太太一起去合作。
So a lot of times, I will actually give her a pretext.
那我就会写定一些东西给她。
Or I just tell her ahead of time.
或者预先跟她讲。
I said, you know what, I'm just dreaming a bit.
咁我就會話俾你聽，我而家係發緊夢。
Put your gun back in the pistol。
咁你就唔好咁快打低曬我啲夢想先。
Just listen first。
你安靜聽下。
I know they sound crazy。
可能你聽落嚟咧係不切實際。
Just give me 10 minutes just to talk about those things。
俾我十分鐘係咁樣講曬先。
Would that be okay？
嚇，你聽下先。
So if I put it that way，
如果我先咁樣同佢講
，She was able to accept that. She knows I just need to work with me。So she will hold back the introverted part of her。
咁佢咧就會咧知道我係需要乜嘢，咁佢就會聽靜低嚟聽我。
Right. So that's one way of how we work through that difference。
咁所以我哋就漸漸學習點樣相處。
Okay. Another difference。
咁另外一個唔同咧。
Sometimes people are different because of the way they organize things.
咁我哋組織嘢都係唔同嘅喎。
Some people are more of a planner.
有啲咧中意計劃嘅。
Okay, they are very good at planning about what they want to do.
咁佢哋預先咧就計劃好曬啦，每一件事應該點樣。
They might have a 5-year plan about life or 10-year plan.
咁佢或者咧嚟緊呢五年我點樣處理組織我嘅生命。
When they go on vacations.
佢去旅行咧
，They have all the details planned out exactly the routes that they would drive。
咁咧，佢就將所有旅行嘅細節咧，每一件事咧就好清楚咁樣計劃好啦。
My dad used to back in the old days before there was internet。
咁以前未有呢個互聯網嘅時候咧，我父親咧就咁嘅。
He would always go to CAA。
咁佢就時時去 CAA。
Get those travel tips。
攞曬嗰啲旅行。
Map out the routes。
將所有嘅地圖。
And he would know exactly where she can go to go to bathroom。
咁佢咧就會計好曬邊度咧可以去洗手間。
We don't want to waste any time。
我唔會浪費時間揾洗手間。
It's a lot like those Chinese bus tour, you know what I mean?
咁好似嗰啲八旅遊團咁啊。
I don't know how you guys do it. I hate those tours. I'm sorry. I hate those tours.
我自己個人就唔中意嗰啲旅行。
It's like boom 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 boom。
咁佢咧就一分一秒都爭取嘅。
It's all planned。
全部係計劃好清楚仔細嘅。
People who are more spontaneous。
但係咧，有啲咧就好中意即興嘅。
Once again, no. Let me say one thing first.
嚇，等佢講一樣。
Nobody is ever one or the other.
因為我哋一個人唔會話兩邊，即係兩個極端。
We are both.
我哋兩樣都有。
But it's just most of the time we lean on one more than the other.
但係我有時嘅傾向係多啲係即興或者。傾向多啲係中意計劃嘅。
There are some people are more leaning towards being spontaneous。
係，我哋有時咧有啲人咧係中意即興多啲嘅。
They don't like to plan so much。
佢唔中意話樣樣細節都要計劃。
Because they feel like it's restrictive。
因為佢覺得咁樣枯燥。
They want to live life。
佢中意咧有即興有。
They want to enjoy how life is thrown at them and they will just experience life。
係，佢中意咧經歷有咩嘢新嘅事物。
So they might take out a map。
咁佢攞一個地圖出嚟。
And they close their eyes。
咁佢就合埋對眼。
And they might go and try to pick a place where they want to go travel。
咁佢就一點就話我想去呢個地方。
Okay, I'm exaggerating。
嚇，我或者誇張少少。
But generally, they don't want to such a restrictive plan。
佢唔想箍死所有嘅細節，箍住佢，限制住佢。
They want to be more spontaneous。
佢中意即興多啲。
Do you know people like that？
你認識一啲咁嘅人啦。
Once again, it's not about who's right, who's wrong。
咁唔係話邊個啱邊個錯。
You actually need both in real life。
因為喺生活裏邊咧，係兩樣都需要嘅。
Imagine if you're always a planner and that's all you do, everything's to the T, everything's to the dot. I think, you lack some excitement。
你如果幻想每一樣嘢你都好仔細做，將所有嘅仔細嘅。細節都計劃好咧，其實係好悶嘅。
You don't allow any opportunity for for exciting things to happen。
就算咧突然間有啲嘢發生啊，或者有啲好興奮嘅事發生咧，你都可以要錯過咗啦 ，miss 咗佢啦。
Same thing for people who are spontaneous。
但係嗰啲即興嘅人咧
，You cannot always be spontaneous all your life。
你又唔可以一生人都係睇下遇到啲咩有趣嘅事喎。
Because you got to also plan as well。
因為你都需要計劃嘅。
Any good teachers or preachers or teacher will tell you this one thing。
因為一個好嘅牧者啊，老師都會同你講嘅。
Whoever does a lot of teaching。
嚇，我哋好多教導。
You need to do both。
兩樣我哋都需要。
I will, for example, come in and when I do any teaching, I would plan out my curriculums.
我咧啊要教學嘅時候咧，我係會計劃好我準備嗰學期教乜嘢。
I remember when I was still doing a lot of preaching before.
咁嗰陣時我做牧師講道嘅時候咧
，I memorize my sermons. I don't look at my notes.
我將所有我要講嘅道咧，我係記曬喺個腦嘅。
So I know exactly where I need to go. It's well planned.
咁我就計劃好曬，我知曬我嗰堂會講乜嘢啦。
But at the same time, if I start to notice as I'm preaching or teaching, I notice my audience is dozing off.
咁因為我有眼就接觸，我就睇到我個。
Or they start to have certain body language look like, huh?
聽聽下佢唔明喎，或者聽聽下佢唔覺得好悶喎，或者佢已經雲遊緊咯喎。
Right. Then that's when I would start with my own plan, the curriculum, and be spontaneous.
咁我就知道我要改變我要講嘅嘢啦。
I might do something to maybe answer a certain questions.
咁或者咧嗰陣時我要答一啲問題。
I might even walk over to her and wake her up a bit.
或者我要行去叫醒佢。
Right, something that I think you need to do both.
所以你係需要兩方面嘅。
And so a lot of times conflicts can happen because we think one is better than the other.
所以咧，我哋有陣時我哋衝突就係覺得邊一樣嘢我好過你咁樣。
Obviously, in a marriage, you need to do both.
當然，我哋婚姻裏邊我哋兩。
You need to plan for sure.
我哋要計劃。
Right, you need to, for example, when it comes to finance, you need to plan about financial goals.
譬如我哋屋企嘅經濟裏邊咧，我哋亦都一定有啲計劃啦。
But do we allow some room to be flexible, to be spontaneous, to enjoy life a bit?
係啦，但係或者我哋亦都有一啲即興嘅，就係我哋可以大家共同有一啲好嘅回憶咧。
I'm going to move on.
咁我繼續啦。
The next one is about communication.
咁第四樣我哋講到呢個溝通。
So bring up the next two points, please. Yeah, the next. Yep. I don't know whether you heard this before.
大家有冇聽過
？This is actually more about gender too. Once again, but it doesn't have to be. But it could be about gender.
係兩性嘅差距啊。
According to a research by I think Gary Smalley.
Gary Smalley 咧。
He says that most women speak about 25,000 words a day.
女士咧就讲25,000个字，一日讲咁多。
Most men.
但系男士咧
？If you notice, they speak about 12,500 words a day.
男士只不过讲一半啫。
You notice that, right?
系12,500个字。
Now, once again, not every man is like this. Not every woman is like this.
唔系所有男士女士都系。
But that's typical.
但係呢一個係一般性係。
Most women will speak a bit more because they actually much more attuned to what's going on around them.
因為一般女士咧係好中意講發生喺佢四周圍。
And we also know that from research, like even as children, children like female children, right? Girls, they actually are much more verbal, much more articulate than most boys.
就算喺幼童嘅時候咧，喺小學裏邊，我哋都發現男童同女童咧講嘢嘅係少，即係男童係少啲嘅。
One research they were taping like in a playground of how children interact.
咁佢就錄影緊喺呢個 playground 裏。
They noticed that they can actually hear the actual words that the girls are saying.
咁佢又錄到咧嗰啲女童咧係點樣
？They're pretty articulated. It's very clear.
佢哋講得好清楚㗎，細路女都講得好清楚。
But with the boys?
但係啲男仔咧
？They hear words like boom.
啲男仔就係淨係整啲聲。
Typically.
就係咁啊講嘢。
So even at a young age and older, women generally are much more articulated.
所以就算係好年幼嘅時候咧，我哋都發現咧兩性有個差距嘅。
So there is that difference between how many words we speak a day.
所以咧就有每一日咧佢哋講嘢係唔同嘅。
So imagine this. Think about this.
大家思想嘅喎。
So this is not always the same scenario, but think just use this as an example, okay?
我哋舉個例。
Let's say if the wife typically works at home, is a homemaker.
或者你嘅太太係家庭主婦。
Now I recognize today most people they have both partners working, so I'm not trying to downplay that, but just to give you to illustrate the example.
我舉例即係因為今日好多婦女都係出去做嘢嘅。
Yeah, but let's assume this wife works at home.
呢個家庭主婦咧
，took care of the kids.
佢照顧細路仔。
Basically at home by herself except with talking to children.
除咗同自己仔女傾偈咧，都係咁噶啦。
She has not begun to use any of the 25,000 words yet.
咁佢係每一日咧係講唔夠嘅，講唔夠嗰。
Because those 25,000 words are adult words, not children's words.
因為呢25,000咧係要同佢自己成年嘅丈夫講嘅。
Now imagine the husband.
咁佢丈夫咧
？The husband goes to work. Let's say
就翻去翻工。
He would have probably used most of that 12,500 words at work.
咁佢喺工作嘅時間咧，已經講咗好多呢個一萬二千幾個字咯。
So he drove home.
咁佢揸車翻嚟屋企。
Park his car in the garage.
啊，放低架車。
His one foot step inside the house.
一隻腳踏入屋企家門咧。
Guess what happened?
個太太就點啊？
Most likely the wife was want connection right away.
咁個太太就好想好熱烈咁同個丈夫。
Because she is dying to use that 25,000.
因為佢好想講嘢。
It makes perfect sense to me. Nothing wrong with that.
呢個係好合情合理嘅。
And guess what happened to the husband?
但你覺得你會覺得個丈夫
嘅感覺。What does most husbands say at that point?
通常丈夫會點講啊？個回應係點啊？
I just want peace and quiet.
I just want peace and quiet. Sounds like it's a theme for you, doesn't it?
我只係想翻到嚟屋企靜靜地。
It's so true because almost like they are tired, they are drained, they just want to. Now, don't get me wrong. I think most of the husbands they want to come back and be a good husband, be a good father. They do.
嗱，唔係我哋唔係咁啊，即係我哋要了解，因為丈夫咧，其實佢翻到屋企咧，佢係想做一個好嘅丈夫，好嘅啊父親，但係咧佢係好攰嘅。
Now this is not an excuse, okay?
嗱，呢個唔係一個推搪。
I'm just telling you what is.
但係實際係咁。
So they come back and they are drained, they're tired, and they just said, "I just want to relax and be at peace, to chill." They want to watch some TV.
咁佢就翻到嚟，佢就係想安靜，想睇下 TV 安靜下。
Now would the wife let him?
咁太太俾唔俾佢咧
？Usually not.
通常都唔會俾佢好耐啊。
Because for them is I've been slaving away all day at home.
因為個太太咧教導兩個細路仔咧，屋企都好繁忙。
They've been work. I mean, they literally work all day.
因為佢係唔停咁喺屋企唔停咁處理。
Now, of course, the husband would think that. Well, no, I've been working all day. The whole day, you've been at home, right?
因為丈夫時時又覺得我喺出邊工作係辛苦，你喺屋企係舒服嘅。
But yet, she wants almost like either immediate help with the kids.
但係通常咧，佢係好想丈夫幫一幫佢手。
Or at least that immediate connection.
或者感情上有一個聯繫。
The difference again.
但係就係有呢個差距啦。
I would suggest that we don't look at this as right and wrong.
所以我哋唔好話睇邊一個啱邊一個錯。
But it's about differences.
而係大家唔同嘅距離。
We can spend all our time looking at right and wrong.
我哋時時可以話佢啱佢錯。
Or we look at how do we sort of work through that differences.
而係我哋相反係睇下我哋嗰個差距裏邊，我哋解。找到一個可行的方法。
So this is, I know I could talk all day about even this topic, but I'm just going to give you maybe one idea that I typically suggest to husbands.
咁我或者喺呢度有提議丈夫咧。
So and most of the people I assign this work, they will report back to say, yeah, it works for them.
咁咧，我都教導我啲 client 要咁樣學習去做。
So let's make some assumption. One is for husband, when you come home, even such a tiring day, you still have responsibility at home. That's true. You cannot escape that.
咁所以咧，丈夫要了解，虽然你出边工作好攰，但系翻到嚟咧，你系有责任嘅。
But you're still tired.
你虽然系攰。
You're still drained. Those are true.
你系好大压力。
I believe you. You're not lying because I feel the same way.
吓，因为我都会感受到系咁嘅。
So I usually suggest the husbands to do this.
所以我提议丈夫咧。
I says when you get home.
当你翻到屋企。
You drive your car. You park inside the garage.
咁你就泊低你架车。
You sit.In the garage for 5 minutes.
咁你就坐喺你架車入邊。
Oh, turn off the car, of course.
哦，咁啊熄咗個，即係熄咗架車。
Right. And tell your wife ahead of time. This is what you will do.
咁你可以通知話俾你。
Sit in the car for 5 minutes.
坐喺你架車入邊。
Do whatever you need to do to recharge your battery just a bit.
咁你就自己需要做乜嘢？你就。
So I would teach clients maybe some meditation, maybe.
五分鐘嘅默想
，or maybe just you close your eyes, take a 5 minutes nap, whatever you need to do to recharge your battery.
或者你合埋對眼去安靜五分鐘。
I need you to just to recharge your battery just a bit.
咁就等你自己嗰個電池咧可以再 charge up.
Do you guys run out of battery sometimes on your phone?
你手機都會。
You don't always have to recharge back to 100% to use it, right?
係咪啊？我哋手機冇電咧，我哋唔使 charge 到100% 㗎。
Sometimes just recharging 20-25% is enough for you to function again.
係，因為我 recharge 十零嘢 percent 咧，我哋都可以用到個手機。
So I will reframe this back to the husband.
所以我哋人都係咁。
I said you need to just come home, recharge for 5-10 minutes in your car.
所以你翻到屋企嘅时候，你俾自己五分钟。
When you are a little bit more recharged back to 30%, 20%,
咁你自己咧就可以recharge 你嗰个电池啦。
And then I like you to step back inside your house.
咁然后你先至入翻入个屋企。
And I teach the husband this.
咁我教丈夫。
I says when you step inside the house,
当你步入个屋企嘅时候
，Don't wait for your wife to come and ask how are you.
唔好去等你嘅太太嚟问你。
You be proactive.
你自己主動
you go to your wife,
你自己主動去你的太太
and ask her how was your day
問下她今天怎樣
get ready to listen for 25,000 words
那你呢就準備自己呢可以聽你25,000個字
I'm just joking about that maybe agree ahead of time with your spouse
那你就跟你太太呢預先安排
you know, we'll come home, we have a quick, like a quick connection something light, not too heavy
你跟你太太說即我回來的時候你說少少夠了你不用講太多嘅
，right. So something that you both agree is maybe enough to contain it before dinner time.
嚇，大家接觸少少係食飯前有少少嘅傾談。
And we suggest that you, actually research tell us don't get into something too heavy before dinner.
唔好喺食飯前唔好講啲太嚴重嘅問題。
Because usually before dinner time your blood sugar is low.
因為未食嘢之前咧，我血糖太低啊。
We are much more stressful.
咁我哋咧個身體咧好多壓力。
Little things will become big things in a fight.
咁啊少少嘅嘅唔同嘅睇法咧，就會變咗。
Experts will tell us don't get into anything too heavy right before dinner。
所以咧，如果太嚴重嘅事情咧，我哋喺肚餓嘅時間唔好去處理。
And you know how most men are like after dinner？
因為通常男士咧
，When you feel your tummy is full，
食飽咗之後咧
，feel pretty good，
就覺得幾好啦。
We're ready for a little bit more of that 25,000 words。
咁我哋咧食飽嘅時候咧，我哋咧就。嗰陣時咧就準備好啦，嚟聽你25,000個字啦。
It's all about learning to work with each other。
所以我哋學習點樣同對方去相處。
Not to say, well, you have to come home and you have to engage right away and you have to listen to me all 25,000 words。
嚇，所以咧我哋唔係話一入門口就好似機關槍咁掃過去。
It's also not the other way either。
亦都唔係另外嗰方面乜都唔講。
It's not to say I'm tired, I just want peace, I don't want to talk, so leave me alone。
嚇，亦都唔會話我太攰啦，我乜都唔想聽，唔該你唔好合埋個口。
It's not either extreme。
即係我哋唔係走兩個極端。
It's about learning how to work through that difference, right?
而係我哋學習點樣去揾一個可行嘅方法。
The next point。
跟住我落嚟。
It's about conflict. Can I have both pictures? Yeah.
嗱，咁我下一度咧就睇到點樣處理呢個衝突啦。
Most conflict happens. In my counseling, I see most couples. They can come into my office have 101 different things they fight about.
因為咧嚟到見輔導咧，啲夫婦咧就哇101樣嘢嘅衝突。
They will fight about money.
錢銀嘅衝突啦。
They fight about sex.
性嘅。衝突啦
They will fight about children.
細路仔嘅衝突啦
They will fight about time spent together.
時間點樣分配又衝突
101 different things they will fight about.
101樣嘅衝突
But if you look underneath each of those items,
但係每一個衝突裏邊咧
，They almost the same thing happen again and again and again.
就係其實重複緊一樣嘢。
Is the dance.
就係。大家點樣共同跳呢隻舞啦
？Have you heard of that analogy before, like a dance？
大家以前都聽過我哋講座。
You know how people dance？
講到兩夫婦好似同埋跳一隻舞咁樣。
You guys probably watch Dancing with the Stars, you know things like that。
或者你電視都見到
So when people dance, I'm not a dancer, by the way. Okay, so I just see people do that. So they do a dance. They will step up, right? They will lead up。
係啦，咁你就睇到咧，個男士點樣領個舞蹈咧
？When that person push。Forward, what does that happen to the partner?
咁如果佢褪後或者褪前咧，咁嗰個 partner 要配合啦。
Right. So when one pushes forward, the other one will back away.
呢個向前咧，嗰個就要褪後。
And what happens? The more you back away, what happens to the other person? The more they will pursue and chase after you.
如果你越係退縮咧，咁個配偶咧就一路向前追住你去。
That's a very typical dance that most of my couples.That's what they do underneath each of the things they fight about.
所以每一个冲突里边，我哋就睇到咧，一个就追，一个就赶。
One pursue, they would chase after the other person.
一个咧就追逐就系 pursue。
The chasing sometimes has different faces to it, different pictures to it.
但系咧追逐都有唔同嘅过程嘅。
They would either maybe criticize.
佢一路追逐就一路喺度批评你啦。
They would yell.
佢会闹你啦。
They would keep saying or lecturing.
或者佢會訓話咧
So the more we do that, the other partner would typically withdraw.
我哋越係咁樣做咧，個配偶咧就越係退縮。
Expert John Gottman, I'll be talking about him. He calls it stonewalling.
咁咧 ，John Gottman 呢個專家咧就改個名叫做 stonewall， 即係好似逢石嘅牆咁樣。
Stonewallers are people who keep avoiding the conflict.
咁呢啲石牆咧就起咗咧就係保護自己，係將對方擁咗出去啦。
So a lot of couples get into this particular dance. One chase, the other one runs away. But the problem is, the more you run away, what happens? The more they will chase after you.
所以問題就係一個越係走咧，一個就係越係追。咁個越走得快，嗰個越追得多。
I remember this happens in most relationships. It doesn't have to be just about husband and wife.
唔係單單係夫婦嘅關係。
I remember working with a family one time.
有一個家庭咁樣嘅。
The teenager son would tell me this.
咁嗰個少年青年咧
，The mom keep nagging after her，
就同我講話個媽媽咧，成日咧都係暗暗沉沉。
And he would sort of back off。
咁咧我就
avoid，
我成日避開佢。
He even would hide inside the bathroom。
我直情咧將自己咧收埋喺個洗手間入邊。
And what this mother did？
咁你估佢媽媽點樣
？Stand outside the bathroom。
佢媽媽就守住企喺個廁所門口，繼續講。
Well, he can't run anymore, right? He's locked inside the bathroom.
因為佢鎖住自己喺洗手間入邊，所以佢冇掟走啦。咁佢媽媽就喺門口繼續講。
Right. So I don't know between you and your partner, who's the pursuer, who's the stonewaller.
咁我唔知道你同你嘅配偶個關係係點，邊一個係追，邊個係走嘅。
But it's about learning once again that differences. One is probably more one way than the other.
因為有時我哋係有個傾向係咁樣。
Research tells us, not always. Research tells us that most pursuer are women.
研究咧就話通常女士咧都係傾向係即係中意追逐。
Because they are typically much more attuned to emotions and to problems. They are the first one to notice things.
因為女性咧就有呢個第六感。咁咧，我哋好敏感嘅，知道啊，哇，嚟緊啦啲問題啦，嚟緊啦呢啲事要處理啦。
And because they really do care about the relationship。
咁同埋咧，我亦都對呢個關係咧好著緊。
And they want to talk about it。
咁佢就好想同丈夫講啦。
So here comes the 25,000 words。
咁所以咧就有呢25,000嘅字啦。
And research tells us that most men, 85% of stonewalling are men。
咁啊，85% 咧都係男士係。
Because in our society, whether it's North American or Chinese, men are generally not trained to deal with emotion as much.
Because men
are not trained to do it.
我哋成長裏男士成長裏邊係冇學習處理感情嘅。
That's our box E, our emotional box.
所以男士咧就好似嗰啲 waffle 一個 box 咁。
We hate that box.
我哋唔中意嗰個四方。
Whenever you step inside that box and want to talk me to step inside this box, I will avoid it at all costs. Most of us.
咁通常咧男士咧就唔中意，即係想避免嘅。
Because we're not trained in it.
因為我哋唔識得處理。
I mean, I grew up with this, right?
因為我成長裏邊咧。
As a Chinese boy.
中國嘅男
人 You know why my dad keep teaching me growing up?
我爸爸教我咩
You know the Chinese saying, right?
爸爸就成日
A real man would what? Would rather bleed than cry.
因為一個真嘅漢子咧，情願流血就不流淚
That's what I grew up with.
咁我個教導就係咁樣啦
When I was a teenager.
我成長裏邊我係青少年嘅時候
And when I need to cry.
如果我有陣時覺得好唔開心，我想喊
I go to the bathroom.
我要收埋自己喺洗手間喊
Today, if you ask me.
今日你如果問我
I would much rather cry than bleed.
我今日咧，我情願係喊咗好過流淚
I don't like to bleed very much today.
我唔想受傷，唔想
Crying, I'm okay.
即係喊我情緒係可以嘅
Our society shapes us. Our culture sometimes even shapes us.In terms of which role we play more.
我哋嘅文化嘅性別係影響咗我哋。
Now once again, that cannot become an excuse to say, well, that's all I do.
但係呢個唔係我哋嘅藉口。
For the one who pursue, I would say, you know what? Don't push as much. Step back a bit.
咁所以我哋學習咧，追逐者就唔好追得咁緊要。
For the one who's stonewalling, the one who keep running away, run away less and come towards.
咁而咧，如果你係習慣即係退縮嘅咧。起呢個石牆咧，你學習放低你嘅石牆。
Okay, I know I'm behind time, so let me move forward.
咁我講快少少啦。
This one you probably know already.
咁呢個大家或者知道。
You heard of the five love languages, I assume?
大家知道我以前講講呢個五嘅愛嘅。
Yeah, have you heard of the five love languages before? Yeah, most of you have, so I'm going to quickly go through it.
嗱，我講快少少啦。
Gary Chapman says, generally we have five categories of love.
咁咧 ，Gary Chapman 咧就話我哋有五類愛嘅語言。
Words of affirmation.
第一就係對大花對啊對方一個肯定。
So I will use words to affirm you.
咁我就用肯定嘅語言同你講。
Hey, good job.
話你啊做得好好。
Well done.
做得好好。
Nice hair.
頭髮好靚。
Yeah, I like that sweater.
我中意你著嗰件衫。
Right, the affirming words.
咁我就會肯定你嘅價值。
Acts of service are me about me doing things for you, doing things.
咁第二咧就係我對你做一啲好嘅服侍。
I cook you a nice meal.
我煮一餐好嘅俾你食啦。
I put gasoline in your car without you even asking me.
我幫你加電油喺你嘅車度。
I vacuum the floor without you even asking me to do it.
你唔叫我，我都幫你吸塵啦。
Quality time.
好嘅時間。
Quality times are my time, undivided attention with that person.
就係我一對一對你專注嘅嘅時間。
Without being distracted.
我唔係話隨便即係嘅時間。
Touch is can be anything from holding hands, hugging, all the way to having sexual intercourse.
Touch 咧就係其實咧大家有一個愛嘅接觸，或者係攬你啦、錫你啦，或者係性房事都係。
And then last one is gift.
第五樣就係禮物啦，愛嘅禮物。
Right, gift could be from very expensive gifts like a diamond ring，
或者送好靚嘅鑽石戒指啦。
Or for a homemade kind of like card，
或者自己做一張好平嘅。
My daughter definitely that's her gift。
嚇，就做一張卡。
That's her love language. I mean，
好多時候我女咧都係自己做一張卡。
She would create lots of different little things for the parents。
咁佢就會自己製一張卡俾父母。
So we know that。
咁呢啲就係愛嘅語言啦。
So I'm going to use my daughter and me as an example for you。
咁我個女同我做一個例子。
So I know her love language is gift。
咁譬如你中意嘅愛嘅語言係禮物。
That's not my love language。
但係呢個未必係我嘅禮物。
Gary Chapman says that we generally have a primary love language. Each person has a primary one。
因為通常咧，一個人咧喺五樣裏邊咧係有一樣對你係最應嘅。
We naturally we use our own love language to speak to the other person。
因為通常咧，我覺得五樣裏邊邊一樣嘢對我係最重要嘅咧，我就用嗰一樣嘢去。
So I would give her plenty of hugs and kisses and you know lots of physical touch. It's natural for me.
或者我覺得同佢好愛嘅接觸係好重要，我就成日攬佢啊、錫佢啊咁。
No, don't get me wrong. She knows that's love, so she likes that.
佢會知道呢個係愛。
But I know gift is really the thing that really speaks the loudest to her.
但係我知道可能對方最想嘅就有愛嘅禮物。
You know what she does?
咁你估佢點咧
She bought herself a mailbox.
佢就買自己一個 mailbox。
Yeah, you know the one that has the flag that goes up when the mails?
哦，嗰種即係信箱咧，係如果有信咧，郵差嚟有信咧，佢就會夾起一支旗。
She put it right in front of her room。
咁佢就擺喺佢個房門嗰度。
So she expects us to give her like letters, little gifts, little things。
咁佢咧就將佢個房門咁樣裝飾咗咧，佢就想我哋咧寫一啲愛嘅信俾佢啦。
You gotta understand, I'm not naturally do stuff like that。
咁我就話爹哋咧，我通常我唔係寫呢啲。
So one time my wife tells me, she orders me to do this。
咁有一日我太太就知道。
She said, go downstairs。
你應該落去。
We have a bunch of gummy bears。
好多呢啲 gummy bears。
Pick out all the red ones。Because she only liked the red ones.
因為你知道個女最
中意。Put it in a small little those jam bottles, like those little ones.
裝入呢個樽仔入邊。
Put all the red gummy bears in it.
將所有紅色嘅啤仔擺入去。
Write a little note.
寫一張字條。
And put it in her mailbox.
就擺入佢個門口嘅信箱。
And flip open that thing to cover that.
咁就舉起嗰個信箱嗰個旗。
When she told me to do this,
咁我太太咁叫我咁。
I was in the middle of preparing like a message or something.
咁嗰時我就準備緊一個講道。
I didn't have time for that.
我都冇時間做。
But because I want to live.
因為我想佢知道。
No, because I want to live.
哦，因為我想。
For my wife.
我想我太太知道。
So I did do it.
咁我就去做。
I went downstairs, get the red gummy bears, and I put it in the mailbox.
咁我就照住我太太咁去做啦。
She was very happy when she got it.
咁佢真係好開心收到。
Why am I telling you this story?
咁我點解講俾你聽咧
？What's natural for us is to speak our own love language.
因為我哋自然嘅傾向就係用自己嘅方式去表達個愛。
What's not natural is when I have to speak my partner's or my loved one's love language back to them.
但係咧。 我要注意的就是对方那个爱的语言是不同，所以我要用他那个语言来讲。
But if I truly want her to feel love,
如果我真系想佢知道我系锡佢，
I need to use her language to speak to her.
我系需要学习用佢嘅爱嘅语言去表达。
You get that right?
大家都明啦，吓。
Lots of my clients would say to me, but that's not natural.
但系呢个唔自然。
I say, of course it's not.
一定系唔自然啦。
It's awkward.
系好做作咁样。
Because if it's natural, you would have done it.
如果是很自然，你自自动就会做啦。
If you done it, you wouldn't be in my office.
如果你做咗，你就唔需要嚟见我。
You wouldn't need help. You honestly, you wouldn't need help.
吓，你就唔使嚟见我啦。
It's because it's not natural.
就系因为唔自然嘅方法。
In the beginning, it's going to feel awkward.
开头你觉得好做作，好难为。
Just like if I teach you, well.If I don't know, but let's pretend if I know how to speak French, okay? I don't know how to speak French.
譬如我識講法文咁咧。
Anybody speak French?
有冇人識講法文？
Oh, good. Okay. So let's say if I know how to speak French, I say, let me teach you how to speak French.
如果我識講法文嘅話，我教你講法文。
Assuming you're willing to follow.
咁你會學咧？
In the beginning, you're gonna find it awkward, right?
開頭你都覺得好難發音。
It's broken. It's not right, right?
咁又講錯，咁又講得唔啱。
You might even want to give up.
或者你想放棄唔學。
But if you keep at it, I guarantee you, you will learn how to speak the language.
但係如果你繼續努力咧，你係漸漸學到講法嘅。
It will never be natural for you.
你雖然講得唔係好自然。
But you can do a good enough of a job to let that person know, and that person will get it.
但係你會講到可以溝通到。
I'm gonna move on.
咁我繼續。
Last one is about sex.
咁最後尾就講到性啦。
Sex, once again, people are different.
每一个夫妇是不同的。
Yeah. Some, most women will see sex. Can I have the next 2 points? Yeah. The left side is mostly men who does that.
左手边就是男士的。
They will see sex apart from relationship.
因为男士呢就不需要有关系都可以有性的。
If I just had a fight with my wife,
就算我同太太闹完交都好啦。
I could have sex with her, no problem.
我可以同她有性的关系。
No problem.
是没问题的。
But for her, for most women that I know,
但是对太太来讲呢,
they see sex in connection with the relationship.
他们看到这个性呢, 是一个感情。
When they feel the love and the care, that's when they can free themselves up sexually.
是啦, 所以他一定要有一个好的关系。
Men typically have sex first and then they can feel love.
因为男士咧，佢先咧觉得需要有呢个性爱，先至觉得被爱。
Most women they will need to feel the love first before they would be physical intimate have sex。
咁样女士就啱相反，佢要觉得系被爱咧，然后佢先至可以同你有呢个性爱。
So let me ask you, okay? Let me ask you this question: Who is right? Who is wrong?
咁我问你啦，边一个啱，边一个错呢
？Now I know I have more women here today. I know that.
咁我哋今日多啲女士喺度。
What do you think? Who's right? Who's wrong?
男士啱定女士啱啊？
Not about right and wrong. No, both are right.
兩個都啱。
And both can be wrong.
兩個都可以係錯。
We can keep talking about right and wrong all day.
咁我哋可以成日喺度唔停咁講。
I believe those are just what is. It just is.
因为就是这样不同。
It's about learning to work through that.
所以就学习大家怎样共同相处。
We have a saying.
咁我会咁讲。
Yeah, we say, you know, lots of experts will tell you the same thing. They said, you know what, do it anyway, even if you don't feel like it.
专家就教我，就算你觉得我唔想咁做，但系你都做咧。
So I might say this to the wife, says, you know, sometimes you might not feel very loving yet, but if you have sex, who knows, maybe the love will come.
所以有時我會勸太太，有時你覺得你唔係對方唔係好愛你，但係你都照樣係用性愛去表達你個愛啦。
I see most of the men right now woke up now. They're happy. They're happy to hear that.
咁你丈夫就好開心啦。
I would say the same thing back the other way to the husband.
咁我同樣同丈夫提醒佢哋。
Even if you don't, you're so tired, you don't feel like connecting lovingly.
就算你覺得好疲倦、好攰，你唔想去表达你的爱
，do it anyway。
你都要先表达你对你的配偶的爱。
Because when you can actually show her that you are loving, you are connecting with her, you will be so attractive to her。
因为当你去表达你对佢的爱和尊重的时候咧，咁你的配偶咧就会好觉得你好吸引啦。
So do it anyway, whether you like it。
所以咧，就算你唔系好觉得你好想咁做，你都要照住做。
When my daughter was young,
当我女仲细
Do you think I enjoy changing her diapers?
你估我真係好鍾意同佢換片咩？
I'm sure none of us say, wow, I got to change my kid's diaper. Wow.
我相信我哋唔係話好熱烈鍾意去將同細路仔換片。
But we do it anyway.
但係我哋都照樣去做。
When I do it anyway, changing her diapers,
當我照住繼續去咁做嘅時候
she is more comfortable afterwards.
咁我個女嗰時咧舒服，換咗片就舒服啲。
She becomes happier.
咁佢就開心啲啦。
She goo goo gaga.
佢就會同我叽叽咕咕。
And then I feel very loved. I feel very enjoyable spending time with her.
嚇，咁我就覺得我女好可愛，我好喜歡歡同埋一齊。
You feel first and then you do.
咁你覺得我需要愛先啦，還是需要做先呢
？Or do I do first and then the feelings will come？
還是做完先至嗰個感愛嘅感覺先嚟呢
？Both are true。
兩樣都係有嘅。
You can keep stand firm and says I'm right and you're wrong。
所以我哋唔係話企硬，我啱你錯。
Or do we say well what does my partner needs right now？
而係
I'm going to do that。
我係了解對方嘅感受，
yeah.
而係佢而家需要乜嘢。
Yeah, I'm really sorry. I know I'm really going over time. So I'm done. I just want to finish with that one last line. I won't have time to go in the cases, but I'm going to encourage you to look at the cases. Can I just have all the points up?Just put them up. Those are just basically some summaries about what I talked about so far about how to resolve our differences.
嗱呢呢度咧就係嗰個總結啦。
So number one, I keep saying this over and over again. See your differences as being different, not as being right or wrong.
咁第一點我哋就係知道唔係話邊個啱邊個錯，而係只不過有個差距。
It is such a simple thing, but it's so true. You don't believe how often when couples are in my office, it always begins with.Even though they might not use those words, they will basically say, I'm right and they're wrong.
雖然這件事看起來很簡單，但是其實我們很多時見很多夫婦都犯同樣的錯。
Number two, avoid the four horsemen, which is things like criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling.
咁呢第二樣呢我們就防即是防避即是要提防這四個騎手啊，就是在這個聖經的这个启示录到讲
John Gottman, he's a famous marital expert.
这个 John Gottman 呢是一个很出名的婚姻辅导。他就提这四样呢就是我们不要批评对方啦不要藐视啦不要时时有防卫或者呢整很多折障在防住整这个石墙在这里。
He says if you see those four things happen in your relationship a lot,
他如果呢时时在我们的夫妇的关系里面时时都见到这四样东西呢
,He says I can predict,
我可以预测知道
,with an 85% accuracy,
就 85% 准确性
,that you guys will get a divorce.
你很快呢就会离婚的了。
If lots of criticism,
你时时批评对方
contempt,
時時藐視佢
defensiveness,
時時喺度
stonewalling,
防衛住自己或者起埋呢啲石牆咧
，you guys are not going to do well.
你夫婦嘅關係咧就會離婚噶啦。
Number three,
第三樣
，speak your partner's language.
要同你嘅太太講同一嘅語言。
It's not about what you want to say, but are you does your partner actually understand what you're saying?
不是说你想讲什么话，而是你要了解他的需要，而是用他的爱的语言去讲。
If my partner needs to say the love language of quality time, am I using that language to speak to her?
如果我太太很想我有跟她专注的时间，好的时间一起，我有没有满足到佢呢方面呢
？If she needs me to talk in a more of a planned kind of way, like more systematic way, even though I'm more spontaneous, do I use that language to try to speak to her?
如果我係中一個即興嘅人，而我太太係中意每樣嘢詳細計劃好嘅咧，我有冇去遷就佢呢
？Even though I'm more like waffles, but if she needs to talk like a spaghetti, am I willing to speak her language?
雖然我係好似一個 waffle 咁，一個個框一個 box 咁樣，我有冇？學習了解佢係好似一個意大利粉咁，喺同一時間可以有好多嘅 connection 咧。
Number four，
咁第四樣。
I talked about this already. Do it anyway, even if you don't feel like it。
我哋頭先講到，就算我覺得我唔係好想咁樣做，但係我都照做，因為我愛佢。
Now once again, this is not just from one partner。 This is not only for one partner, it's both partners need to learn to do that.
这个不是单方面的，而是我们需要双方面都 去配合。
Number five, step into your partner's shoes.
第五，我们学习是站立在他的立场里。
Most of us see things only from our own angles.
因为我们很多时候看东西由自己的焦点。
You want to do well in your relationship, you need to step into your partner's shoes and see things from their perspective.
你想有好的婚姻呢，你就要学习站在他的立场 去看这个事物。
Last but not least, cope with your differences and not about solving all your problems.
我们学习怎样去应付我们那个差距，不是说所有的事都可以解决的。
John Gottman says this.
咁 John Gottman 就咁話。
I don't know whether you like this statistic.
你或者唔係好中意呢個。
He's basically said 69% of your conflicts are not solvable. 69, that's two-thirds.
佢話其實咧，夫婦裏邊咧有69% 嘅差距啊，個矛盾咧係冇辦法解決嘅。
It's not about solving, he says.
所以咧就唔係個焦點，唔係話去揾解決嘅方法。
He says about learning how to cope, how to manage those.
而是學習怎樣去 manage 去應付。
He said that's the difference between a successful couple and a not successful couple.
這個呢就是將這個成功的婚姻和一個
successful couple learn how to cope even though they cannot solve.
成功的婚姻呢是夫婦學習去怎樣大家彼此去學習適應。
In the beginning I shared with you about the dishwashing experiences I have at home, right?
開頭我跟大家說我跟我太太洗碗。
20 years ago, the same fight.
二十年前的矛盾
had the same fight again the past weekend.
上個星期尾才同樣發生過。
I would like to think that I manage it a lot better today than 20 years ago.
但是我會相信我今天是處理得更加好。
But did we solve it?
但是我們解決到嗎?
No.
解決不到的。
It's about learning how to cope with them.
而是我們學習怎樣 去面對它。
Okay, so thank you for your time. So that's the six points I'd like to capture for you.
咁多謝大家時間。
I know we have another 5 minutes. I apologize for not able to get into the case study.
我哋邊啲 case study？ 你想唔想試下睇個 study 啊？如果係咁話，可能會用5個小時嘅時間。
或者問問題啊？
Yeah.
因為你想問問題。
Yeah, I think
因為個 case study 好長。
Yeah.
Case study 我第日小組做下。
我哋個 case study 咧可以喺小組裏邊下星期三做。
或者下個星期。
嚇。
So my apologies. Sometimes when I teach, I lose track of time. Okay. Yeah. So any questions? Maybe a few things. Maybe not. And we like you go home early. That's fine.
No. 我哋唔會放過咁好嘅目嘅講員嘅。嗱，你唔係一定要講你自己嘅問題，你可以分享或者見到你教會啊發生嘅情形，團契裏邊嘅人嘅需要，你都可以問嘅。
Right. I actually would prefer if you don't actually say, well, my partner is like this, you know, that would be embarrassing. Let's not do that, especially if they're here, right? If they're not here, then I guess maybe okay. Yeah. Yeah. Any questions, comments, maybe? And you don't have to agree with everything I'm saying. I'm okay with that.Right?
或者里面我们刚才讲得很快一些地方你可以想讲完再讲多一些等你明白到实际是怎样应用出来呢、
Anything? Yes?
I have some problem with the differences in my family. And when I want to take something to fall off like, an agreement, like, from, like, like, because I have something to differences, right?And when I want to do something to give my kids or ask my kids to follow, like which one, because you don't agree, right?
Right.
So which one like to pick, because sometimes I feel nice, right? Wow.
你講係買嘢嗰時候定係乜嘢
？No, it doesn't matter. Just anything, right? When you have
like fair values or fair values or this.
Yeah.
Habits, mm-hmm. Like that, right? I will make mine.
Sure. How do you negotiate that difference, right? Yeah.
嗱喺教養仔女嗰度咧，好多時我哋一睇到夫婦唔同嘅意見，係咪？咁丈夫同你嘅睇法或者價值觀係唔同，所以裏邊就有個矛盾裏邊。
Right. So once again, the first step is always is not mine is better or his is better. That's the first thing.
所以第一步我知道唔係我啱佢錯。
The second thing is especially when it comes to like say parenting, I always believe that the parents, the husband and wife need to sit down.Not with the kids, to sit down together and say, what do we want to do?
所以呢最好呢就是单独 夫婦兩個唔好同埋啲細路，我哋兩夫婦商量下，我哋想點樣教細路仔先。
So what you actually want, the value you want to pass on to your kids?
我哋想教咩嘢價值觀俾我嘅仔女
？It's not your value.
唔係我嘅價值觀。
It's not his value.
亦都唔係我丈夫嘅價值
觀。It's our value.
係我哋共同嘅。
Our value is it takes time to work through to say what do we want to communicate that we both agree.
所以咧，我哋要大家两夫妇商量好，我哋究竟想传递咩嘢嘅价值观俾我哋下一代。
So you will need, I believe you will need to take some time to sit down and work through that with your husband first.
所以咧，其实咧，我哋需要单独嘅时间同我哋丈夫商量。
Is when we, I don't know your situation, but let's say if you didn't actually gone through that process.
试下。
If you did not actually sit down,
如果你冇咁做過咧
，actually I think then would become more of a competition between the two of you.
咁有陣時就變咗好似大家競爭咁樣啦。
Actually, you got off track. It's no longer about passing value to your kids anymore. That was the original goal.
因為我哋原先就係諗下我哋兩個想共同傳遞咩嘢嘅價值觀俾我哋。
It's about who is right, who is wrong, who has value values.
但如果講到話係邊個啱邊個錯咧，就變咗好似競爭咁啦。
Very good. Then becomes like this competition. Yeah, that's my take. Yeah.
But like, for example, like you say, what you do, right? Do I want to keep it like the old way, just like...
咁想個細路跟你洗嗰種洗法，還是跟我
you know what we did with that example?
你估點咗咧
Yeah, you are, but okay, sorry, I don't want. So you are assuming that my methods is not clean. Yeah, it's not as clean, maybe. But your way may be too slow, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to argue. What my point is, every method has its good and bad.
因為每個方法有好有壞哈。
Right. So to me, it ultimately is, what is my ultimate goal? Is this just about dishes?
咁我哋嘅最終嘅目的係咩？係咪洗碗呢樣嘢
？Or is about me and my partner feel like we are a team, we're working together?
還是係我哋大家有共同嘅共識咧？
I'll tell you another example, right?
嗱，我又舉一個例俾你。
She is definitely my wife is a perfectionist.
因為我太太完美主義。
When we drive from say A to church, right, home to church, she wants to take the routes that have the least left turns.
因為佢想咧揀條路咧係最少轉左嘅。
Because that takes longer, right?
因為轉左係最嘥時間。
Not efficient.
唔合時間嘅。
So when I sometimes I you know as a for me sometimes I don't pay attention. I go on the wrong route. At least not the route that she likes. And I take more left turns.
有時咧，我行路咧就兜多咗圈啦。
And she'll be at me. Say, you took the wrong turn.
咁佢就話你轉錯咗啦，你唔應該行呢條路啦。
So I said to her, we could get there faster, but I'll be really angry at you because you keep criticizing me.
佢話你咁樣同我批評我咧，我會好 upset 嘅。
Or we can both get there relatively pretty happy, a few minutes slower.
就算我哋行慢咗、遲咗去少少，我哋都大家彼此雙方會開心好多。
You have two people in a marriage.
因為兩個人喺婚姻裏邊咧
，you would honestly, you would never completely get 100% of what you want.
因為你唔會100% 攞曬你自己嘅方法。
Neither would your partner.
你太太啊，丈夫亦都唔會嘅。
I'll go back to the dishwashing.
咁洗碗咧
？Nowadays, I'm a lot neater in my dishwashing than before.
而家咧，我已經係更加整齊啦。
Not as neat as she is，
唔係好似照到佢咁緊要。
A lot better，
但係好過以前。
I no longer do this，
我唔係係咁樣擺。
That's how we work through that， and she is also no longer as a perfectionist about those things anymore。
咁而家亦都佢冇咁執
著。She doesn't stand over my shoulder anymore。
佢再唔需要企喺我背脊喺度裝我。
We basically agree that if I'm doing dishes， I'll do it my way， but with acceptable level。
因為大家都知道對方都會盡量
We didn't fix the problem
這個問題是解決不到的
We managed it, we cope with it
但是我們學得怎樣去應付 manage 它
Okay, so I'm going to move on to somebody else Thank you Any other questions perhaps? Any other questions?
你可以用中文問的你不需要用英文因為他
明白你可以說普通話
用普通話都可以他翻譯他詩他用不過他用
英文來答
的所以隨便用你自己創作的語言還有沒有其他 question 呢
我想
談
那些
是
因為我們
來
的移民
我拉一點好不好
大聲我老公就是他特別喜歡談國內的事情我有時就很煩覺得 我们已经移民出来十几年了，我都觉得尤其是国内那些事情你根本不可能解决的，但是他一天到晚的 talking 啊，我真的是觉得我的耐心已经快用完了。
就是很多时候丈夫还是移民十几年后还是很喜欢讲回在国内里面发生的事情，即他时时是这样专注讲这方面，就真的觉得自己的耐性是用完了。
You know what, one thing I found, I don't know whether this is true for your husband, but you know why people keep bringing back old things? Do you know why?
你知不知道为什么人喜欢记回以前的事呢？
Usually it's because we keep bringing back old things because I believe that first time when I told you this, I don't think you get it.
因为他觉得呢，我讲来讲去你都没听进去。
Not about the content. You heard the content 10,000 times already.
你可能听过那件事十万八千次。
It's about how he felt about those contents.
而是他那个情绪因为那件事带动的情绪。
When he doesn't feel like you really get it,He will bring it back up.
因为他觉得你和他没有那个共鸣，所以他需要再讲。
All marriage, we do that.
在我婚姻里面，我们时时都犯这个毛病。
Instead of become partners,
因为我们觉得不是配偶呢，
we become lawyers.
我们好像变成做律师这样。
You know what lawyers do?
律师是怎样？
They present evidence.
他就会将那件事情，事件发生的过程，
They keep bringing back things from before.
他就将那些证物一件件拿出来。
You remember what happened 5 years ago?
五年前发生这件
事。10 years ago.
10 years ago又有这件事。两个星期前又这样。
You know what lawyers do is they present evidence, right?
那他就将所有的证物就摆晒陈列出来了。
Exhibit A.
第一件事陈列品。
Exhibit C.
陈列 B.
C.
陈列 C.
They all ultimately, they're trying to prove to you one thing.
那他就想证实给你听有一件事。
That whatever feelings they have,
我入边内里边嘅感受。
I'm not crazy for having that feeling.
我唔系话好想有呢个感受。
But the more they feel like, oh, you know, not to say you, okay, but say if the partner actually felt like you don't want to listen to them.
如果我嘅配偶觉得你唔想听。
They say, oh, come on, that's old stuff. Don't talk about it anymore.
咁你就唔好讲啦，唔好讲啦。
They feel dismissed.
咁佢就觉得你即系将佢拱开啦。
They believe that their feelings are not important.
你觉得我的感受不重要，对你不重要。
And they feel their feelings are not important means they themselves are not important.
那他如果觉得你认为我的感受不重要呢，即是不是我都不重要呢？
So they won't let it go.
那他就揸紧那样东西了。
They keep proof to you.
那他就一次又
，more evidence.
去证实。
They'll tell you more stories.
还有些证物未讲的。
That's how I find it with most of my couple. They are like that.
那很多夫妇都是这样的。
They become lawyers and not partners.
那他就变得好像即是一个诉讼的律师这样。
Yeah, so I don't know whether that fits exactly where you are, but usually that's what I found with people who keep bringing back things.
所以他就是这样不停地
将旧的
事拿出来。
Unless, now another reason, sometimes is maybe there's some kind of trauma that happens for them.
或者另外呢，就是他经历过一个很巨大的影响。
You heard of things like PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder?
或者譬如遇到一些很大的灾难。
When that stuff are not somehow worked through, contained, they keep bringing back up.
如果那些灾难，那些噩梦呢，就重复这样。
It's like when a partner had an affair.When a partner had an affair, like they cheated,
譬如对方不忠啦。
The injured party,
咁个受伤个配偶咧
，especially in the beginning,
系开头嘅时间咧
，they'll keep bringing it back up.
佢就会重复又讲，又重复又讲。
It's a fear talking.
因为系佢嗰个恐惧咧，一路唔嗰个恐惧令到佢唔停咁讲。
Yeah. Okay, so that's just a response. Okay.
吓。
And yes.
佢入到個屋企裏邊翻到嚟，佢係好多 message 要 carry 俾嗰啲屋企人、細路仔啦、太太啦，但係可能細路仔打緊機、拍緊電影仔嘅，太太咧可能係睇緊電視新聞，好緊張，又好大單新聞地震嚟嘅，咁佢咧係唔理嗰啲細路仔太太係好緊張，又係樣嘢，佢都會照講嘅。但係倒翻轉頭咧，到另外啲 moment 係大家之間當細路仔同太太有嘢同呢個男士講嘅時候咧，佢又搬嬲咗。咁呢種咁嘅溝通模式係點樣咧？可以邀請。
Yeah, so you guys okay with that, right? Yeah, okay. So that could be a number of different factors. Unless I know all the details, I would not know exactly how to respond appropriately.
有很多嘢会影响呢个情形嘅。
Yeah, so ultimately, I think is, first of all, does the husband, in this case, because the focus is on the husband, right? Yes. Does the husband knows that's the situation? Does he recognize that when he's actually talking, nobody's actually hearing him?
因為焦點在丈夫，那個丈夫他知不知道，當他在不停地說的時候，有沒有人聽他呢?
When I say this, does he really get it?
他自己有沒有察覺到呢?
Because there are many things that can stop the person from actually getting it.
因為有很多東西可能在他的腦海裏面是影響他接收不到的。
One example would be if this person have lots of anxiety.
或者他很多焦慮裏面。
Because there's so many almost things are spilling over.
因為這些焦慮多到就來湧出來了。
We know that with anxiety, people just want to dump it out.
因為當太多的焦慮的時候，他包，即是裝不到的時候，他就要
Perhaps at this point they don't know how to manage the anxiety, so that almost like the only way they learn how to manage anxiety is if they spill it out with no filter. That's usually most people have a filter. They know sort of when to say this and when not to say this, right? We have filter, but many things can interrupt that filters.
因為通常人說話有過濾的，我們知道有些話我們是需要這樣說，有些我們不說，或者有怎樣說，有一個保留的，有一個過濾的，但是因為他可能太多焦慮的時候，他處理不到內心裡面的焦慮，他是唯一的方法就是將所有的焦慮一次過倒出來。
Yesterday I was working with another client. He has lots of anxiety.
昨天有一個見的 client.
When his anxiety, the volume is high.
當他焦慮高度的情況呢,
his way of coping is by confessing everything.
咁佢唯一去處理嘅咧就係認罪。
He believed the only way he can get rid of the anxiety is by confessing every single thing he has ever done in his own life.
咁佢唯一咧就將佢過去所有做嘅嘢咧，佢認為錯嘅咧就去認罪。
And when the volume is high, his filter doesn't work very well.
咁佢過濾嗰個 filter 咧已經唔 work
㗎啦。Not all the time.
不是時時是這樣,
it's only when the volume of the anxiety is high.
但是當他焦慮高度的情, 那個level呢, 他是接受不到的。
Right. So in this case, maybe it's the person learning how to manage anxiety first. Maybe it's about when they first come home, sit in the driveway for a bit. Take some time for themselves, calm down, so that the anxiety, the volume is not at an 8 out of 10. Maybe now it's back down to a 5 out of 10. Not completely calm, but calmer. So that the filter can work again. It's something interrupting the filter that makes it not work.
所以或者你的丈夫是需要在車裡靜安靜五分鐘才好入屋，即是他需要自己先將那些焦慮降低，譬如不是去到八點，而是降低到去五點，這樣以致他可以將自己的焦慮降低。
Okay. Any other questions? It's 12 o'clock. We finished at 12, right? Yeah. Oh, one more? One more? Is
it okay? 最後一條吧，好嗎?
我想問一下，我怎樣可以關心到我丈夫，當他會用到Berries的時候，他的面部show出來，他很累，他放工回來很累，但是他就不喜歡我問他，因為我問他，他都不懂得說。 咁咧，那個嘅problem就係佢入屋嘅時候，佢expect我好，佢翻到嚟佢好舒服，佢翻到一個好舒服嘅地方，佢想我好好開心咁樣welcome佢，但係佢入嚟嗰樣咧係好辛苦，但係我咧做唔到喎，因為我嘅problem就係我都係我，因為我office hour未finish，我嘅office hour係我臨瞓之前，我仲在跟我啲 煮緊飯啊，小朋友嗰啲功課啊，我呢度我自己都唔做嘅。咁我就做唔到嗰種welcome佢。咁但係佢都會每日翻嚟都會老婆咁樣，但係佢樣係。咁我就唔問佢啦，佢成個dinner我都唔，即係我知道佢好辛苦，我唔問佢啦。但係到我瞓之前，我可以問佢嘅時候咧。 佢就話佢講完嗰啲worries，佢瞓唔到覺，因為好煩。咁但係呢個情況係成日都會，即係
日都會有。
OK， 嗱，
我點樣關心？
有幾個 suggestion， OK， a few suggestion、
yeah.。
第一咧，其實佢教咗你咯。He already told you what he needs from you。
唔好問。
Yeah， at first， but have a welcome。It's about being welcoming。可能就係因為你個 welcoming 嗰個 face， 你個 body language make him comfortable。
Right.
So, two things. So, here, I want to separate into two things. He already taught you what you need to do. He already showed you. It's about whether you can do it at that moment, right? So, just like how I teach the husband, they need to sort of have 5 minutes break, right, before they come. Same thing. Maybe because you said I'm maybe also too anxious, but I haven't closed my office yet, right? Yeah. So, maybe you need to close the office. Maybe not closing the office, maybe taking a coffee break for yourself.Right? When he comes home, you know what time he roughly comes home, right? Take 15 minutes before he comes home, take a coffee break for yourself. Calm down yourself so that you can at least provide a little bit of what he needs. Not 100%, but a little bit about what he needs. So that when he comes home, you see a very friendly, familiar, loving face. That in itself is already calming. The rule of thumb is this. If it's that person's feeling, let's say if his worries, you cannot take it away from him. You can support him. Now, this is not scientific, but I'll give you a percentage. If it's my feelings, 85% belongs to me. I need to be able to contain my own worries. I have to learn ways to contain that worry. My partner, though, can help me with the 15% by doing that welcoming. You don't have to do everything for him. In fact, that doesn't work. Do that 15%.But you need to prepare yourself because you are very aware. I like that. You're aware that actually I'm not ready to do that. My office hasn't closed yet. So take a coffee break. Don't close your office. Take a coffee break. Prepare yourself so that when I'm calmer, I can be friendly. And that hug, and actually that's very scientific. We know that, have you heard of a chemical called oxytocin?
Oxytocin.
That chemical is produced when either from breastfeeding,the bond between the two, the baby and the mother, or through sex, having when you have sex with your partner, or even through very loving gesture between the two people. That chemical called oxytocin, it actually becomes stress reducers. It calms people down. It reduces stress naturally. So my guess is, your husband is actually in a way teaching you to say, when you are calmer, when you come back home, when he comes home, the first face he saw will be a beautiful,gentle, calming wife, right? And that will help him to go, I can come home to a place of safety. At work, maybe not a place of safety all the time because lots of stress, lots of competition. When he comes home, back to in your arms, feel so soothing, so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that 15%. Your job is not to do it all. You cannot take away all her worries.Because if he actually did, he wouldn't learn how to do that himself. Mm-hmm. Okay, does that answer your question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
You mentioned this word contain.
Contain.
Can you elaborate a little more? It seems to be very important.
Yes.
For the people themselves who contain that 85%.
Yes. Yeah.
或者我譯一譯啦。頭先呢Dr. Chow 呢就講到呢，其實我哋夫婦雙方呢係需要有自己嘅角色嘅。咁如果丈夫咧翻到嚟係個面係好攰、好焦慮、好多壓力嘅時候咧，佢或者學習喺個車裏邊安靜五分鐘，自己將自己嘅焦慮降低。咁同樣咧，我哋太太咧雖然係對住啲小朋友或者家務咧係即係未完嘅，做到瞓位置瞓覺夜晚先完嘅。咁但係咧，我哋需要學習就知道丈夫咧，佢幾時就嚟翻嚟咧，我哋就攞一個少少嘅 coffee break， 自己將自己嘅情緒先降個焦慮降低個攰減少嘅時候，so that我哋丈夫翻到嚟嘅時候咧，我哋係有一啲時間少少嘅時間去好温柔好熱烈咁樣好温暖咁樣俾佢一個安靜嘅時間，等佢見到太太係咁樣。接受佢咁，咁呢個咧就係已經係幫到個丈夫好緊要嘅。咁頭先阿 Dr. Chow 亦都講到話，我哋每一個人需要學習點樣係將自己嘅焦慮咧係 contain 嚇，即係將個焦慮咧收好。咁或者而家解釋一下點樣處理。
Yeah, the word containment I'm using is almost like turn, it's like a volume. I want you to think about any feelings you have, like stress.
嗱，譬如我哋壓力咁樣。
It's like a volume. You know how a car radio has a volume?
好似汽車嘅心機咁。
Zero to ten.
由零到十咁啦。
First of all, nobody is ever at a zero.
因為冇人會零嘅，即
係
完全冇壓力。你死咗就冇壓力啦。
Only dead people have zero volume of stress. Let's say, for example, right? Zero. Most people, you're living a life. Most people hovering around 3 or 4 out of 10.
係一般咧，我哋三四啊咁樣。
That's very containable, manageable.
因為呢少少嘅壓力咧係好嘅。
But when the stress, let's say we go through the day, at work is tough, and you know whatever, the stress goes to 8 or 9. That's very high.
係有時，但係咧有陣時咧一個壞嘅日咧，我哋有成八九嘅。
So the goal is about how do I turn down the volume, contain this 8. To a 3, to a 4.
咁所以我哋就要學習將呢個壓力咧減低、降低。
That's what I mean by containment.
咁呢個就係 containment.
Not about getting rid of your stress.
唔係話將所有嘅壓力減除去曬。
Yeah, nobody can do that.
唔會完全冇壓力嘅。
Unless we're dead, right?
嚇，除咗非我哋係去咗天父度嚇，我哋唔會冇壓力嘅。
And that's a key. Emotion regulation, turning down the volume is always the key about relationships.
嚇，所以咧，我哋學習。大家怎樣在婚姻關係裏面有好的關係
right, 是將那個音量怎樣教低
將個音量教低
right, If you can do that I can almost guarantee you you will be a bit different you, In your example the reason why I went with your example You said your husband tell you what works Right What works is when you are actually appearing very gentle, calm, right? I don't always skip that suggestion because everybody works differently. But because your husband already taught you to say, I need that from you. So it's about, well, am I willing to do that for him? If I notice that even though I'm willing, but it's difficult because I'm still stressed on myself, then it's about me taking ownership of that. I own that. I'm stressed too. So how do I contain that stuff so that I can be available for my husband?I want to stress this, it's so important. I'm not expecting you to do all the work. It won't be fair. At times, I'm expecting your husband to do the same thing for you. Despite of all his worries, he needs to contain that stuff, turn down the volume, so that he can re-engage with you.
Huh.
So that he can be husband to you. Huh. So it's not always you supporting him, but him supporting you as well. Yeah, do you need to translate that?
So, it's not that we...單單是單方面的不是說單單女太太要這樣支持丈夫而是同樣呢丈夫呢需要有些時間呢也都去將自己的焦慮降低以致他可以 available、去支持他太太
OK
Rachel
Does anybody have I just want to give people other
還有沒有其他
Last question and then we need to close If not then we can go back to it You can always come talk to me afterwards Yeah last question So sounded like is your own worries, your own anxiety that gets in the way, right? Because sounded like they're 2018, probably very capable of handling themselves.
嚇，咁你細路仔都係十八夜耳啦，都應該係識得可以 handle 自己嘅。咁會唔會係自己你自己亦都過分嘅焦慮咧
？Yeah, so I'm not sure without actually hearing all the history, but my guess is.It's sometimes as parents, we're too worried for them. Our worry get projected onto them.
They are special kids, ADDs.
Is that what you said?
One.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear that. Sorry, I heard 18. Sorry. So one has ADD? Is that what you said? Yeah, okay. And both have special needs kids?
Just one,
okay. So, okay. So I still, but how old are they? Teenagers?
Some?
18 and 20. But, and which one has the ADD? 20那个, okay, it's the son, right? Yeah, ADD is actually very manageable.
其實ADD都是可以控制到的。
Yeah, so it's something that can be manageable. Once again, I get it, right? With special need kids, which I didn't hear you earlier, so my apology. But still, I think that the rule of thumb is still the same. It's still probably a lot more about the parents' anxiety than the actual needs. Because I've seen a lot of ADHD or ADD kids with the right proper training, they can manage life very well, very well. Exactly. Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't want to pry, right? Sure. Yeah. Right. So that speaks volume about the two of you, you and your husband. So that's something to be congratulated with. Okay? But my concern, without knowing all the details, my concern will be, is our focus right now, our energy, focusing on our kids. But let's say one day when our kids are away, when we become empty nesters, how would be the two of us doing? Because we don't have this focus over here. Right? Yeah. So I want to make sure that the two of you still have time that we actively, proactively connect with each other without talking about the kids.
相反或者我們要看注意的就是將來你會空巢的時候，空巢的時候你夫婦兩個的關係是更加重要。But
yeah. I want to congratulate the two of you.
但是現在你兩夫婦是很難得，真的很難得可以兩個這麼同心去處理小孩的問題。
It's always that balance, right? When we have kids that need to require more attention, I know what that's like. I had a child.
其實有這些ADHD的小孩是很
So it's always that balance between attending to them.
所以我們照顧他之餘呢,
but at the same time, I want to pass on a value. Like I want them to become adults.
我想他們成為一個成人。
Meaning that I don't need to always to take care of them forever.
不用說一生都不停地照顧他。
So sometimes I will let them fall a bit, fail a bit. Yeah. It's tough. I find it's tough.
有時是很困難，但都要俾佢跌倒啊，學習。
I don't know about you. For me, the things that get in my way the most is my own guilt.
有時父母會覺得有罪疚感啊。
I know what I need to do. I know.
但係我哋要學習。
How to let them be an adult? How to make mistakes? I know all that stuff.
學習放手俾佢跌倒少少，等佢學習。
For me, the toughest part isn't about what I need to do with them. It's my own feeling that gets in the way.
有時最困難嘅唔係話我哋要點樣照顧得佢最好，而係相反，我哋要將自己嘅罪疚感睇清楚，係咪我哋應該學習慢慢放手，以至佢雖然跌倒，但佢 裏面學習成長。
Right. It's always that balance.
就是這個平衡是困難的。
So for you to feel a bit worried for them, that's normal.
所以我們有這個焦慮。
Once again, it's the volume, right? How loud is it?
是正常的，但是我們盡量將這個音量較低，以致焦慮不會太影響。
Usually when the volume is not as loud, your good behavior will come out a bit.
因為通常你太焦慮的時候，你的行為就影響了。
Okay. So I think because of time, I think we need to close here. So I want to thank you for your time. So it was enjoyable for me.
好，多謝大家來參加。
多謝各位收聽剛才的講座。以上內容 純屬港元的意見，並不代表本會立場。若有需要，請尋求專業輔導。祝福你們每一位，認識上帝的慈愛，享受主耶穌的恩惠。